Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very honorable to present the experience of KBS webcasting to all of you at this moment. KBS Korean Broadcasting System is the most influential publicly owned television broadcaster in Korea, which is the highest market share of around 45% based on television ratings. KBS provides high quality programming to Koreans through two over-the-air television channels, three direct-to-home satellite and cable networks, and seven radio channels, including International Radio Korea of 12 languages. The budget of KBS in 2002 was about $1 billion. Just 40% of which was sourced by viewers' fees, and 60% of the by advertisement revenue. Recently, KBS has aggressively diversified its broadcast services with webcasting and high-definition television to enhance viewers' satisfaction in the digital environment. For the first time among Korean broadcasters, KBS launched its webcasting service in 1999 through a joint venture between KBS and Korean Telecom. That name is Crazio.com Corporation, whose company name has been changed to KBS Internet Corporation recently. Presently, KBS provides the entirety of KBS programming, 144 television and 114 radio shows a day, based on real-time and on-demand webcasting systems, free of charge. In terms of program service, maybe KBS is the most active leading webcaster in the world operated by a traditional broadcast organization. The access speeds of KBS webcasting are 300 kbps and 56 kbps streamed by Windows Media Servers of MS. Users visiting the KBS webcasting site usually view television dramas, comedies, and news shows, and sports games. The number of monthly unique visitors enjoying KBS webcasting tallied over 8 million netizens in April 2003 alone. Also, the KBS webcasting site received around 1.5 billion hits page views during the same period, indicating its unique position far away from the pack of other competing webcasters operated by Korean broadcasters. KBS webcasting also enjoyed a jump in popularity since major competitors adopted subscription and pay-per-view business models for their video and audio on-demand webcasting services. Besides regularly scheduled shows, KBS has developed live webcasting services. For example, the first joint South and North Korean classical music concert, the South and North Korean summit conference, and diverse sports games. Moreover, KBS Internet has developed special content available only on the Internet. For example, a 5-minute sitcom inspired by Internet users' life cycles. Many internet users in neighboring Asian countries like Taiwan, China, and Hong Kong, sometimes Japan, often visit to KBS webcasting site to enjoy popular television dramas and to get information about Korean society. This trend is in line with the 35% growth in recent years of KBS shows exported to their countries. KBS webcasting sites are also loved by expatriate Koreans over the world, about 5 million people. This is a front page of KBS webcasting. Left-hand side, you can see the on-air. That is a simultaneous real-time streaming of two channels. And below that on-air, there can be a on-demand operating clicks. KBS Internet has developed diverse commercial models, including internet advertisement, electronic shopping, and web hosting agents models. the status of KBS Internet as a commercial company separate from KBS, a public broadcaster, helps to cultivate such diverse business models, with the exception of pay-per-view or subscription VOD. Although KBS Internet has created a powerful webcasting model featuring abundant television and radio shows of KBS, its internet business has yet not to show a profit because of its strict adherence to free service of format. KBS webcasting generated revenue of $6 million with a net loss of $1.5 million in 2002. In comparison, other commercial broadcasters in Korea have been to make profits through their pay-per-view VOD models. To obtain rights of contents from diverse right holders, KBS has negotiated with the Korea Radio and TV Writers Association, the Korea Music Copyright Association, the Korea Association of Phonogram Producers, and Korea Television Actors Union. The fees of rights agreed for the webcasting are 10% net profit of VOD and AOD business to Korea Radio and Television Writers Association, and 1% of internet advertisement related with webcasting site Korea Music Copyright Association. However, an agreement with the Korea Association of Phonogram Producers has not been reached, pursuant to its plan to request 50% of webcasting revenue as a free of right. That number has been reduced, halved by Government Coordinating Committee of Copyright to the 20%. That the negotiation with the Korean Television Actors Union is currently ongoing, pending agreement on the separate issue of copyright remuneration. I can say that in Korea, there are some social consensus to support this type of webcasting or broadcast by all of right holders, even though it is not matured in terms of profit sourcing. They believe that it will help their loyalty revenue sources. In Korea, in Korea, with a notable exception of negotiations of content rights, other legal issues have not been evolved much. Regulations on webcasting content have not been decisively established. Also, the controversial issue of legal status of webcasters has not been extensively researched until now. Even though webcasting is basically point-to-point transmission, fundamentally different from broadcasting, it can still create virtual mechanism functioning like mass media with the rapid progress of internet technology. We think in 2 or 3 years, the unique visitors to KBS webcasting site are expected to surpass 10 to 15 million helped by differentiated contents and technology. This projected mass accessing allowed by open websiting site is different from privately closed point-to-point communication. In this view, a certain category of webcasters might be considered as traditional broadcasters for public interest. KBS has experienced few technological problems in real-time and on-demand webcasting service. The simultaneous access capacity of streaming servers of KBS webcasting is about 7,000 viewers on the level of high-quality video streaming. This infrastructure capacity can cope with dozens of contents visited by 100,000 to 500,000 viewers a day. In an exceptional case of highly popular KBS drama, Winter Sonata, the webpage hit surpassed 12 million a day, which resulted in the near shutdown of webcasting servers at the peak access time. Therefore, we can predict that the popularity of KBS webcasting will increase in the future, helped along by strategically invested contents. So KBS will have to invest in improving its capacity of webcasting streaming. Why KBS has been involved in this type of new business model? Korea is one of the leading internet infrastructure countries in the world with 11 million broadband subscribers and a 70% broadband penetration rate based on household numbers compared to about 27% in the US. This advanced broadband environment has enabled KBS to drive forward its aggressive webcasting strategy. KBS might conceivably consider exploiting the synergy between broadband capable of high-speed media streaming and fluent content produced for over-the-air television. A prominent Asian public broadcaster, KBS has pursued a vision of expanding choice for its audience. Usually, divisive program schedulings among competing broadcasters reduce viewers' alternatives. Also, limited leisure time often deprives audiences of access to content in high demand. Under these restrictions, KBS could solve prospective problems with video and audio services through internet. On webcasting site, a viewer can choose one's own viewing schedule and contents. After KBS webcasting service built a critical mass of visitors, KBS gets cross-promotional effects between established television broadcast and new webcasting. Additionally, this synergy stimulates new program formats which take advantage of interaction between television and internet, and the multimedia contents of video, audio, text, and cartoon. These content creating styles have contributed to higher customer satisfaction. And also in the broad view of this business model, we can say while small-sized independent webcasters have been suffering from a lack of quality content, KBS, the largest content provider in Korea, has activated an internet-based mass and multi-level media style with widely accessed webcasting. This can promote industries related to information technologies and internet services while resulting in increasing broadband proliferation, which should be in turn support KBS webcasting environment. And also in the long-term view, the webcasting business model will produce a new profit source, which can reduce the risks from vulnerable multi-channel competition in the digital media age. This new portfolio will certainly help to improve quality of television programs through the increased investment supported by a webcasting profit source. So now I want to talk about the similarities and differences of broadcast and webcasting in terms of business models. I don't want to emphasize one element of similarity or differences. I just show the experience in my business model. The viewers of TV broadcasting and webcasting are motivated by similar desires of getting information or enjoying entertainment content. In this context, differentiated and attractive contents would be the most important factor to build a successful service model. While enjoying video services, both viewers, broadcast and webcasting, may feel no differences because their perceptions tend to fix on just contents themselves unconsciously. So in some sense, the similarities between broadcast and webcasting can increase as the technological infrastructures of webcasters and viewers are improved. For example, the characteristics of mass communication and video and audio quality style and cost of view and service and profitability of operation can become more similar in both media, helped along by highly capable streaming service and receiving. So you can see a lot of many elements showing differences between broadcast and webcasting. A lot of things as you already know, but something unique from our experience. For example, some program life cycle, low of the metrics shows that the broadcast life cycle may be very strictly scheduled by the promise to the public. But sometimes webcasting would have very relatively flexible scheduling. And also the prime time accessing our contents is different. In case of broadcast, 7 to 11 p.m. might be a general prime time, but webcasting, the noon to 3 p.m. is higher access. Another difference aspects of that two models. In Korea, broadcast has very strict registration from government, but webcasting has not much registration. And also, the style of revenue sources are different. Webcasting can get some e-commerce business model attaching to the VOD services. And also, you can see the advertisement style. Viewers of the broadcast can avoid the advertisement helped by a zapping device. But we have very unique style of advertisement model in webcasting, which cannot be avoided by viewers. For example, if audiences want to see the VOD from our server, they should watch the commercials before viewing that content. So it's kind of different style of business model. And also we can integrate the type of advertising with email and other addressable CRM DBs. So it is very highly developed advertisement model. And also, as you know, market situation is totally different. Broadcast is a little a kind of steady competition, but webcasting has no boundary for any entries to these new business models. In Korea, piracy in webcasting has not been relatively rare compared to rapidly growing incidents or hacking in other internet services. However, in the past, individual independent webcasters hosted by commercial companies have captured the contents directly from over-the-air transmission of KBS and uploaded them to their own webcasting sites. These illegal activities are not targeted on the KBS webcasting system, and also are policed by a web security team operated by KBS Internet. In the event that the security team notices illegal content uses, it warns the illegal content operators to terminate their streaming services of KBS content. Usually, these operators accept the warning from KBS and immediately drop contents from their websites. KBS then requests a certain amount of compensation from those illegal operators. So this type of patrolling have helped to reduce the old type of piracy. KBS webcasting service will probably face increased incidents of this type of piracy just when digital broadcasting fully covers the entire over-the-air television transmission. So that is very critical point to us, very big challenge, projected to happen in 2010 in Korea. Even though KBS is the largest content provider in Korea, the low entrance barriers in webcasting services may also potentially threaten the preeminent position of KBS in webcasting market. Growth in content investment of cable networks will increase competition in the webcasting market because enhanced webcasting cable networks will erode the market share of KBS. Another unpredictable problem is the possible venture into Korean webcasting market by major American or European television broadcasters with high demand attractive content subtitled in Korean language from outside national Korean territory. Just we guessing this type of possible challenges in the future. Lastly, until now, KBS has provided the webcasting of retransmitted content originally broadcasted by land-based channels, the next stage of an increasingly aggressive strategy will be to develop web-originated video content with differentiated format suited to interactivity and viewing behaviors of VOD webcasting. This will require additional investment and elevated production cost. But if the present growth trend of KBS webcasting continues, KBS will be more than able to finance such differentiated content. Subsequently, this will help enhance viewer satisfaction. Also recently, KBS allied with the wireless telecommunication companies, SKT and KTF, those are Korean mobile telecommunication company, in launch like webcasting of, or in launching a live webcasting of two terrestrial channels through wireless internet platforms. Until now, the wireless webcasting model has seemed unprofitable due to expensive cellular phones capable of transmitting video, which hinder rapid proliferation of wireless internet service. In 2 or 3 years, however, technology will be able to deflate the cost of high-end wireless terminal to affordable level and create new webcasting markets with convenient mobility. KBS has developed business models exploiting opportunities in the emerging wireless webcasting market with specified contents well suited to wireless platform. So at this point, allow me to state the position of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union regarding webcasting. ABU believes that the protection under the treaty should be limited to the traditional broadcasters. Although I introduced great benefits from synergy between webcasting and traditional broadcast, webcasting is relatively new and is not yet subject to regulation in the whole of ABU region. So the difference between webcasting and traditional broadcasting justify a separate discussion on the issues concerning webcasting. Thank you very much for kind attention.